I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a tropical spice growing in East Falmouth.
The heated greenhouse at Coonamesset Farm is noisy. There's a fan whirring, moving the warm air around, and it's cozy. On a sunny winter day, the temperature can get up to 70 or 80 degrees. It's the perfect spot for growing ginger, something farm manager Stan Ingram thought of as a strictly tropical plant until just recently.
I saw an article about it a year or two ago, and somebody up in Maine was growing it, and I thought, oh, if they can do it in Maine, we should have no problem here.
Compared with ginger's native habitat, which is believed to be tropical southeastern Asia, the climates in Maine and Massachusetts are pretty similar. In warm climates, ginger is a perennial, but here you have to plant it every year. Ginger grows from rhizomes, which are the edible roots we buy at the store.
And so last year, or this past spring, what I did is I went to three different supermarkets. I went to Whole Foods, Windfall in Falmouth, and also the Shores in Falmouth. And I just went through the ginger bin and tried to pick out the little nubbies about the size of your thumb.
The little pieces of rhizomes are filled with starches, proteins, and other nutrients the plants need to reproduce. Some growers caution against using ginger from supermarkets because it's not checked for diseases that can harm the plant. But Stan says he hasn't had a problem.
And I put those in pots, and I can't remember, maybe it was February or March, inside the greenhouse. Little 4-inch pots, stuck one in each. And eventually, they almost all sprouted. I probably had maybe 90% germination.
For ginger, most growers recommend the temperature never dips below 50 degrees. And some keep the thermostat in their greenhouses closer to 75. That's because the cooler the temperature, the slower the ginger will grow. But there are also heating expenses to consider. Stan isn't too worried about the length of the season, so he keeps his greenhouse on the cooler end.
Some of these pieces took at least a month and maybe 6 weeks before I saw a sprout from them. After they sprouted in our other, the greenhouse that I wanted to plant them in was warm enough, probably sometime around May, we stuck them in the ground and just let them go.
Can you describe the look of the plant? It's very tropical.
It's almost like a grass. As it grows, it just adds on to itself. It sort of spreads out underground and also starts to grow on top of itself. You can see some of it popping out of the ground. One grower that I know of hills it like you would potatoes. So as the ginger spreads out, it will keep sending out shoots, and they are just tall shoots with almost like grass blades coming off alternately up the shoot. Some of these shoots are 3.5 feet tall.
Stan digs one up and shows me the rhizome beneath. It doesn't look much like ginger from the grocery store. The root has the same shape, but instead of that thick, rough brown skin, it's smooth, pink, and white. This is because ginger in cooler climates never fully matures. Farmers call it baby or fresh ginger.
So the fresh ginger is not going to have that tougher skin that you usually associate with the ginger you find in stores. And it's meant to be used quicker rather than sitting in your refrigerator for a couple of weeks or a month. So the flavor is good. I know we've tried some, and my wife makes a ginger tea with fresh ginger, and she really enjoys the ginger that we've grown.
This year, some of Stan's ginger roots weighed as much as half a pound. He says anyone can grow ginger in a pot in front of a sunny window. The plant likes rich, moist soil that drains well, and a wide, shallow pot works better than a tall, deep one. Stan says it's definitely worth trying ginger, even in our cool climate.
It seemed to do well enough for us this year that we're going to do it again. We're not going to convert our farm to ginger, but it's a neat crop, and I think some of our pieces are going to be very, very substantial.
There's another farm in Amherst, Massachusetts, that has a fairly serious ginger operation, along with several in Maine. You can read more about these New England ginger farms and see pictures of the ginger grown at Coonamesset Farm on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also, at capeandislands.org, there's a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. We always welcome your ideas for stories. You can get in touch with us on our website. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.